Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I know that we did. We got back from northern Alabama. We've got to make that trip 6 more weekends coming up, but it was well worth it. We got to see our grandbaby and take care of some business, saw some old friends. And anytime you can do that, it is, I think, a time of not just relaxation but rejuvenation. You know, we spent some good, just some good time together with the family, and that is important. So, man, I am glad to be here. I am glad this morning that we are on a roll. I just walked in. We're finishing up a few things to get this thing rolling. We're in John's book, John Maxwell's Everyone Communicates. Very few, this is the fun part about it, very few actually connect. And I think that's the key that we've got to all look at, is are we connecting? It's one thing to be able to communicate. I mean, shoot, everybody communicates. But in this first chapter here, connecting.
Hey, Troy, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me throw
this.
One thing
I didn't
in.
I didn't ask. No. I'm the one starting the show. I got the switchboard. I can mute you if I want to.
You gonna pull the switchboard trump card on me?
Go ahead.
Hey, the title of the book, I think, is pretty explicit from the standpoint that if you stop and think about it, we're all taught how to communicate in school.
Good point.
Yeah, we're taught how, you know, how the English language works, and how, you know, to some extent, you know, from grade school on and at home, we understand how manners work to affect more effective communication. But the art of connection, where is that taught in our formal education? Anywhere.
That's a great point right there. You know, but there's so much other stuff that's not taught either, and it frustrates the fire out of me, and we've had that talk. It's the craziest thing. It is and folks, this is the kicker. If you're not getting it in school, where are you going to get it? You've got to get on radio shows. You've got to be self-taught. You've got to dig deep. You've got to go to conferences. You've got to read books like John's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And in this first chapter, I mean, listen to this, connecting increases your influence in every situation. I mean, that right there says a lot. Listen to this statistic John puts in this. He says, according to experts, we are bombarded with 35,000 messages a day. Everywhere we go, everywhere we look, someone is trying to get our attention. He goes on to say, I've also read that on average, most people speak about 16,000 words a day. And if you transcribe those words, they would fill a 300 page book every week. So people are communicating, and we wonder what's going on. I mean, think about this for a second. We've got the internet, we've got TV, we've got radio, we've got satellite stuff, we've got iPods, iPads, iPhones, all this stuff. But are we truly communicating and connecting with people? See, connecting, it can make you or it can break you. And it's this simple. People cannot succeed in life without communicating effectively. Being able to raise charity. I watched this country music thing last night where lots of the singers out there were raising funds. They were connecting with people, and they raised over $1 million in a couple hours. That's great. But what about those times when maybe you personally were trying to connect? Have you ever gotten frustrated while making a presentation because the people that you were looking at had a blank stare on their face? They just weren't getting it. See, this is a big key right here. When you're communicating, you're talking. When you're connecting, people are listening. See, there's a difference there. It's one thing just to talk. We've seen politicians that just talk. And then every now and then someone comes along that actually connects. Ronald Reagan, one of my heroes, was able to do that. They call him the greatest communicator of the 20th century. He was able to connect. Another president that I didn't always agree with his ideology, but I loved two things about him. He was a Southern boy, and he knew how to communicate, and that was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton could go through, obviously we know this, the worst situations under the sun, but yet he still connected with his audience. See, connecting is the key to your marriage. It's the key to the business relationships you have. It's the key to yourself. See, if you can't connect with yourself, if all you do are telling yourself stories in your mind and you're self-sabotaging your success, you will not make it either. You need to write this down. It's very simple, but connecting is the key. Connecting is the ability to identify with people and relate to them in a way that increases your influence with them. Now, I'm going to say that again. Connecting is the ability to identify with people, relate to them in a way that increases your influence with them. God has not given me a whole lot of talents. I was not the most handsome man that was ever born. I didn't have the ability or the God-given talent, however you want to look at this, to become an NFL football player, baseball player, or basketball player. But what he did give me was the ability to connect with people from the lowest common denominator of culture, people that are homeless on the streets, to those that have become so financially successful that they can't go through their money in two or three lifetimes. I've been able to connect. I've been able to go and learn from these people. I've been able to help influence their lives. And it's not to say, woo-woo, look at Troy. It's the fact that I had to take a lifelong journey of learning how to connect with people. I had to go out there and realize, okay, if I don't have all the education, I don't have all the talent, what's the one thing that I can develop? And that was my connection skills, the ability to communicate and connect with others at their level. See, one thing that just ticks me off is when people talk down to other people. I don't care if it's a pastor, a politician, somebody in authority. I don't care. I just hate that. I hate it when I hear men talk down to their children and to their wives, because it means that they're not connecting. They're trying to get their side of a story across, but they're not willing to listen to what the other people have to say. Here's something else you can write down. Connecting is critical for leaders. Now, I also want you to understand, now most of you know I just love John Maxwell. Do you know that he can write better than he can speak? Truly. And then the larger the room, the less he connects. If you put him in a small group, he connects solidly with people. I've seen him in gigantic audiences and walk out and people will say, you know, he wasn't the best speaker out there. And I'll say, you're right. But did you learn anything? And they'll say, yeah, you know, actually, I learned this one thing. He always connects, even though he may not be the greatest speaker, because he's learned that it's more productive to influence people with one thing than it is anything else. And anybody that's been around John knows that he believes one thing, and this is what all of his training is on. And here's what it is. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And the best leaders are always excellent connectors. And John has the ability to walk into a room, look around, very quickly find who the top leaders are, and he can connect with them. Folks, you've got to be able to do the same thing in your life. If you want to succeed, you have to do this. Listen to this. This is maybe something that you want to write down. The presidential historian Robert Dahlke says that successful presidents exhibit five qualities that enable them to achieve things that others don't. Here's what they are: vision, pragmatism, consensus building, charisma, and trustworthiness. As leadership and communicating consultant John Bonanni points out, listen to this, this is even better. Four of these factors depend heavily upon the ability to communicate on multiple levels. Two different types of guys, two different backgrounds, they all agree with one thing. You have to be able to communicate on multiple levels. He goes on to write this, presidents, like all leaders, need to be able to describe where they're going, which is the vision, pursued people to come along with them, consensus, connect on a personal level, charisma, and demonstrate credibility, i.e., do what they say they will do, build trust. Even pragmatism depends on communication. See, folks, everything rises and falls on being able to communicate and connect effectively. If you're going to build vision, if you're going to build consistency, if you're going to build charisma, if you're going to build trust, let's take those four values right there. If that's what it takes for a president to succeed, I bet you anything that's what it takes for you and I to succeed in every endeavor that we have in life. Whether it's building a relationship with our spouse, building a relationship with our kids, whether it's going out there and building our downline, finding venture capitalists to launch our business, doesn't matter what it is. Connecting is crucial. Whether you're trying to lead a child or a nation, it's that plain and simple. If you can't connect with your people, if you can't connect with your frontline leaders, if you can't connect with your vendors, your financiers, doesn't matter what it is, then you're not going to make it in life. Connecting, literally, I think, is the foundation in succeeding in every area. That's why when John writes, everyone communicates, few connect, it made sense. When I started reading the first chapter, connecting increases your influence in every situation. It made me realize he's absolutely correct. It's what you have to do. If you're not connecting, you're not growing. John writes this sentence, I like this. When people possess the ability to connect, it makes a huge difference in what they can accomplish. When people possess the ability to connect, it makes a huge difference in what they can accomplish. Man, that's vital, guys. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to connect. You don't want people to rise to your level. That's not what connecting is at all. I'll tell you that right now. Connection is being able to go to that person's level, make a heartfelt connection, and then show them why they want to make life change. Why they want to grow personally, why they want to get into business with you, why they want to be a better husband, wife, child, whatever it is. You will only be able to reach your potential, regardless of your profession or path, you'll only be able to reach your potential when you learn to connect with other people. This is so critical, and yet most people miss it. It's not about speaking in public. It's not about doing TV shows, radio shows, nothing like that. It's able to connect. I've learned something. If any of you are on my Facebook page, it's very easy to see connection because in almost every video that I've ever produced, you will see people leave comments on how it's affected their lives. Not just videos that I've produced, but videos that I'll go out there and I'll find and say, man, this is powerful. People need to hear it. On Mother's Day, I put up a music video called The Call. And it was amazing how many people left comments saying, man, this just came at the right time. Thank you. I made the phone call that I needed to make. Thank you. Oh, hey, I don't even like country music, but this was great. Connection is the key. And for you guys that are for internet marketers that are here, and it's all about, you know, getting your friends, getting your fans, and do all that. It's not really about that. That's communication. If you want to connect, you got to add to that targeted connection. You don't want just every friend. You don't want to fill up your 5,000 space. What you want to be able to do is attract people that are looking for value. And they want to connect with you in a deep way. They want to learn from you. When you're out there searching, this weekend I added 5 very unique and powerful friends to to my Facebook page. Each one of them is an expert in their own field. And I politely requested that we make a connection because I'd already learned stuff about them from their blogs. I did not get turned down by any of them. You have to connect at that heart level. You personally have to have a desire to connect. You don't want to persuade, manipulate. You want to be able to influence change in people's lives, and the only way you can do that is through a connection. Donnie Scamacci, who was on Aces Radio Live Friday, I have connected with her and her mother-in-law at a heart level. I appreciate what those two women do in their own lives. Tom Hopp, I've connected with at a heart level. I've allowed him to enter into my life and to help me make changes into my life. On that note, here's something else you can write down. If you want to learn how to connect and not just communicate, you have to have the courage to change. It's that plain and simple. John uses the Serenity Prayer. It's very famous in theological worlds. It goes like this. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change and the courage to change the things we can and the wisdom to know the difference. So you've got to know that. You've got to know that there are things that you can change, but you don't know how to change them. Maybe you're one of these people that you have no problem getting in the front of the room and making people laugh, but yet you've never connected with somebody at the heart level. Well, now it's time for you to reach out and get help. One of the things that Jimmy and I both have learned, there are no Lone Rangers in this gig. You have to surround your people, you have to surround yourself with people better than you are in areas. You've got to learn what you're good at and what you're not good at. One of my mentors, Art Williams, used to say, we are not marriage counselors. We are not financial advisors. We are leaders. And I respect him, and you all know that, but I think he got that wrong. So I think as a good leader, you actually become a marriage counselor. You become a financial advisor. You become someone that people can lean on so that you can give advice. You become a connector. Because it's not just about the numbers. We just did a training not too long ago about influence, becoming a person of influence. And I've made it very clear that I think most leaders in network marketing never hit that fourth level, that fifth level of influence because they get stuck at the part where their ego takes over. And it becomes all about
them. Hey, Troy, can you hear me now?
Go ahead, bud. I can hear you now.
I don't know what's going on with my phone because I completely lost you earlier when I was talking. And anyway, what you just said, the first job of any leader, if they really want to have followers, at least in my opinion, is to care enough about their people to become friends with them. You know, we see all the time in different organizations where they've got rules about fraternization, where you can't fraternize, you can't entertain. I disagree with that in every aspect of business, because one of the best business leaders that has ever been around, and I just had a brain fart as far as his name goes, but he's the CEO of Southwest Airlines.
Sure.
Which is an employee owned airline, and I remember a few years ago the employees took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal to thank him for all of the things that he does for his employees and the things that he knows about his employees. He didn't do that without having perfected the art of connection. So I'm just echoing what you were saying about being a marriage counselor and a financial advisor and everything else, because if you care enough to learn about people, they're going to realize it and it's going to show, because the advice that you're giving them. One thing I've learned in life is we can almost all give great advice, as long as we're not emotionally attached to the outcome. The problem with advice is when you're attached to the emotional outcome of it, it's a lot harder to give it, and even more difficult to take it from someone else because of the emotional attachment to the outcome.
That is absolutely correct. And the name you were looking for is Herb Keller.
That's absolutely correct.
And
I knew you'd know that.
Well, you know what? But he is such a, when you look at him, he does. He not just connects with his employees, but he's gone out of his way to connect with the actual customers that fly on their airline. And Jimmy, it segues, because what happens here is it's an attitude. Instead of sitting in the corner office, Herb realized, I need to get down with the people. I need to understand what they're going through. I need to sit on our planes. And that makes a big difference. And folks, look, it starts with your attitude. Jim Collins, who's another great author, somebody I've met at Catalyst, wrote the book Good to Great. He observed this, and he writes it in the book. Those who build great companies understand that the ultimate throttle on growth for any great company is not the market, the competition, or the product. It is the one thing above all others, the ability to get and keep enough of the right people. You do that by connecting with these people. So you have to connect. If you're not connecting with your frontline leaders, you might as well just screw it. It isn't going to happen. You're never going to be the man or the woman that you want to be in any business. If you're not connecting with your kids, with your spouse, whatever, it isn't going to happen. If you're a pastor on here and you're listening, you are not going to connect with your people. There's always going to be this constant battle when it comes to change. You just can't do that. You have to connect. When you connect, the sky's the limit. Listen to what John writes in here. He puts three different types of achievers out here: high achievers, average achievers, low achievers. He says high achievers care about people as well as profits. Average achievers concentrate on production. Low achievers are occupied with their own security. He says high achievers view subordinates optimistically. Average achievers focus more on their own status. Low achievers show a basic distrust for subordinates. High achievers seek advice from those under them. Average achievers are reluctant to seek advice from those under them. Low achievers don't seek advice at all. High achievers, this is great, listen well to everyone. Average achievers listen only to their superiors. Low achievers avoid communication and rely on policy manuals. Such powerful insight right here. Do you want to be a high achiever, an average achiever, or a low achiever? See, that's the kicker right there, folks. You have to connect with people at all levels. Take some notes on this. Listen to this. Connecting one-on-one. Connecting with people one-on-one is more important than being able to do it in a group or with an audience. Notice I said I've watched John Maxwell connect better in one-on-one and small groups than he does in large audiences. He says the reason for this is because 80 to 90% of all connecting occurs on this level, and this is where you connect with people who are most important to you. I love that. I thought that was great. Connecting in a group. To connect with a group, you must take initiative with the people in the group. To do that, do the following. Listen to what he says. Look for ways to compliment people in the group for their ideas or their actions. Look for ways to add value to people in the group and what they're doing. Don't take credit when the group succeeds, and don't cast blame when it fails. Lastly, he says, find a way to help the group celebrate successes together. Here's the other one that he hits, and I love this. Connecting with an audience. One of the best ways to learn how to connect with an audience is to observe communicators who are good at it. Learn from them and adapt what you can into your own style. Meanwhile, here's four things you can do to connect with an audience. Let your listeners know that you're excited to be with them. communicate that you desire to add value to them. Let them know how you or their organization add value to you. I watched this yesterday in church. For you that hang out with me know that I love my pastor, but he's a little rough around the edges. He's an old hippie, stoner, surfer dude that probably smoked more dope than most people ever think about buying in a lifetime. And when he finally decided to become a preacher, although he lost all of his bad habits, he actually is able to connect with people at a heart level. But one of the things that he doesn't like to do is sound like a typical preacher. So very seldom, if you come to our church, who happens to meet at a movie theater, will you ever hear about money, except when he picks up the tithe and he'll say, hey, this is just for those people that hang out with us all the time. If you're a guest, please don't put any money in there. As a matter of fact, we'd rather you just go out front. We got a little gift we want to give you. Just let the people know you're new. But yesterday, he had to connect at a heart level in a little different way. Yesterday, he wanted to bring forth why the principle of giving is so important. And as a typical preacher, giving surrounds money, and only money. But yesterday, I watched him connect with people at a heart level, some he knew and some he didn't. We have, I don't know, about 700 or 800 people show up on a Sunday morning. And he explained to them that it's never about the money. It's about the heart. It's about not being judgmental. It's about not being condemning. It's about not being unforgiving. And then it's about giving to those who may not be able to give back to you. And sometimes that includes money. It was like a paradigm shift for so many people. As I looked around that movie theater, you could see the light bulb go off in people's eyes. And the reason for that was because he had decided prior to giving his little teaching that he wanted to connect at a heart level with people and let them realize that you can give all the money into the world, you can do everything a pastor says, but if you're judging other people, if you're condemning other people, if you don't have forgiveness in your heart, don't expect anything in return. I watched what John Maxwell writes. Everyone communicates, few connect. I watched that make a big difference. After church, we had a citywide picnic because this was Blessing of the Fleet Week here for our fishermen. And across the field, Eric's his name, he's our pastor, he was up in the dunk tank. He yells, Troy, why don't you come across, see if you can put me in the dunk tank. Connected with me as I was walking the grandbaby. Made it a point that he knew my name, and everybody else knew that he knew me, and I came over, and sure enough, 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out, and he went in the dunk tank. I love this man because he's always connected with me at a heart level. Jim Gilhouse is a person that connected with me at a heart level. Tom Chenault, Donnie Scamacci, who in your life are you connecting with at a heart level? How was your weekend with your spouse? Your significant other? Did you guys connect at a heart level? Or was it just another one of those weekends where, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, the weekend's over? Take time today. If you haven't bought John's book, I strongly suggest you buy it. But if you don't, I want you to start doing one thing. Make one point to start connecting with one person in your life. Don't go out and try to think you're going to change everything overnight. It just doesn't work that way. Find one person that you have had a little bit of strenuous relationship with. You want to connect and take the time to do it. Tomorrow we're going to touch on something. It's called Connecting is All About Others. See, I'm a big proponent that it's never about you. It's always about other people. And when you can connect at that heart level, when you connect with people because you truly care about the other people, you will be amazed at the doors in your life that will open. It happened. I've watched this over and over and over. The doors will. Jim Gilhouse is in the process of a brand new book because he's connected at a heart level with people who said, Jim, we want to come alongside and make this happen with you. That's the key. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Have a fantastic day, and join us tomorrow, Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.